Hello, it is March 28th, 2024, and we have the Seven of Coins reversed. When we're not getting out of it as much as we've put into it, when we don't see a return on our investment, when the juice isn't worth the squeeze, that's when the Seven of Coins in the reverse turns up. Of the suit of Earth, that is the tangible, touchable, bankable suit, Taurus, Virgo, Capricorn, this is something to consider if we want to live long and prosper on the physical plane. On the card in the upright, a farmer or gardener is taking a break to assess his crop of six large, ripe gold coins hanging from green vines. A seventh is on the ground between his feet, his profit reserved for the planting of next year's crop. The sky is a neutral gray. Our human is deeply tanned from working hard in the sun. For a card of the minor arcana, this is a major investment in terms of time, money, and physical labor, and maybe we just need to take a break. I'd say the physical labor is the priority here, since it may be difficult to sustain this backbreaking work year after year for what we can assume will be a limited return. Our human, dressed very simply in an orange tunic, blue sleeves and leggings, and tough-looking work boots, may be wondering if all this effort is worth it. In the reverse, it doesn't seem to be, or we're simply not putting in the work required for the return we are, or were, hoping for. This card is a dilemma, throwing good money after bad. You've invested a lot, or not enough, in maintenance. Whether we're talking about a home, a relationship, prized possession, even your physical health or appearance, but we're not getting the payoff we were hoping for. We just can't seem to get to that next level. Where can we be working smarter but not harder? Maybe the question we should be asking when we see the Seven of Coins. I was just talking to someone yesterday who had recently invested in the latest tools of his trade, which, he said, makes it easier. But if the item he is repairing is beyond repair, even the latest tool won't restore it to brand new condition. And do we even know how to use that new tool? Is it a matter of just upgrading our own skills? In the reverse, we may have decided to cut our losses or simply walk away, as hard as it may be, after having invested so much of ourselves. The coins or pentacles represent years in the tarot. We may be looking at what they used to call a seven-year itch in a relationship. Our cells rejuvenate every 7 years. We reincarnate many times during our lifetime. And in terms of a relationship, like the soil this crop has been planted in year after year, the conditions for healthy growth are no longer present. We've gone as far as we can with what we've got and where and who we are. The current eclipse season is said to be bringing closures and endings to some, and this looks like it may be one of them.